So we're starting now a new inyan in a new inyan of Aina. So we went a little bit out of order. If you remember, we did a while back, we went through all the inyanim, touched on the inyanim of Kinyan, Mois, and Meshicha, and Mishapara, and making a deal, and what happens if you back out, you're being dishonest, Mechusra Amona, and all that. So, and then we went on to Ribis and Tzchias Poilim. Now, just to wrap up this whole section, so we're going to touch a little bit on the halachas of Aina. Aina means that you're selling something for an unfair price. And this could go both ways. It means either the moicher is taking advantage of the lekach because he's overcharging, which is probably the more standard case. And then the other case is when the lekach is taking advantage of the moicher. He sees that the moicher doesn't really know the value of his item that he's selling, and he takes advantage and he buys it for a cheaper price than what the real value would be. So this is an isser of Aina. Now, before we start, I'm not sure, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions about, you know, stores and prices, and this is an expensive store, a cheap store. Why is this store charging, you know, so much more than the other store, and all that? We're going to hold off on all those questions till we really understand clearly what are the parameters of the halacha, because a lot has to do with what the lekach knows going in, and a lot has to do with what the circumstances is. If the lekach knows going in that this is an expensive store, and there's a reason why they sell it for more expensive, for a certain convenience that they have, a certain service they provide, a certain name that you get by I bought this in that store,
or whatever it is.
Right, they have more overhead. So everyone knows that there's a reason for that, and they're willing to, and they're going in there, al-daskein. So that could be totally different than what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, a simple corner guy, and he doesn't have prices even on his things, and he's not necessarily selling even what everyone else is selling. And he comes in and he sees an opportunity to take advantage, and he's taking advantage. Also, Aina applies by providing a service.
Being intentional.
Yeah, I mean, if it's unintentional, unintentional, but it's still the same halacha. If also, which is maybe more nageya, is that Aina applies by providing services. So that could be more shchiach. If a person, you know, a new person moves into the community and he says, listen, who does, March, and is there any accountants in town that can do taxes? So, you know, he didn't shop around, doesn't know what the prices are. He finds a guy, and the guy says, listen, I can hop a ride over here, I'll tell him, I'll give him a more expensive price, and the client doesn't have enough time to shop around. You know, so that could be a potential case of Aina in things like that, where you're providing a service and you're also overcharging, depending on the case, as we continue along. Now, when you first think about Aina, you think, well, listen, it's not fair, you're taking advantage, the guy doesn't know any better. But the truth is that in the Gemara, and we'll see that maybe makes a difference, but we'll see soon. The Gemara in the beginning of Eza Neshech goes so far as to say that the Gemara even asks the Kasha, why does the Torah have to specifically aser Aina? Why does it have to be a special pasuk telling you don't do Aina? Is there already a pasuk in the Torah? It says, like Sigzal. No, what do you mean, like Sigzal? I'm not stealing anything. I'm just stealing. You know, I'm doing business. Listen, some people are more aggressive than others. You know what I mean? I can get a price. I'm going to get the price. But you see clear from the Gemara that the Gemara treats Aina, and Havamina for sure, and Rava there, the Gemara treats Aina like, guys, you're giving him something which is worth 10, and you're taking back whatever it is, 15, 20. That's extra money that's beyond the value of the item that you received, that you gave, that's gezel, basically. And the Gemara says, you wouldn't know it necessarily because there's a chumran gezel that maybe here it's midaita. It doesn't even say midaita. It says because yado machil. Sometimes the person knows, and maybe, you know, he may know about the price, right, which is not very clear to understand, because not every case of Aina is like that. But anyway, so what we see from there, that Gemara is that Aina is really gezel. So it's not just, you know, you're not being fair and all that. It's treated as gezel. Now, we learned the first Mishnah, not the first Mishnah, the Mishnah in the Nalfamid base. So the Mishnah in Aleph Amud Beis says like this: Echad alkech v'echad amoicher yesh lem. No, Aleph Amud Aleph. It's Amud Beis in the copy. Echad alkech v'echad amoicher yesh lem ayna k'shem shayin. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says that there's ayna both ways, and the Gemara brings a makar for it and why you need the pasuk to tell you both things. Fine. Now I wanted to just give a little bit of the akdama of some of the halachas, and then we'll just touch on one halacha and we'll continue. The basic outline of the halachas, you saw the limud or whatever, but the basic outline of the halachas, and that's what we're going to get into in the next couple of weeks, is the following. Is that there's three basic gedarim of ayna. Three basic numbers, okay? Three basic cases of ayna. One is when you're, let's go from the perspective of the lokech, because that's just the easier case to understand, when the lokech is being overcharged. So if he's overcharged by 1/6 of the value of the item, to keep it simple, I mean, the item is worth $6, and he's sold, and he bought it for $7. Mm-hmm. So he overpaid a sixth. That's one case. One case when he overpaid by more than a sixth. So the item was worth $6, and he paid $8. And one case is when the item was worth $6, and he paid $6.50, which is less than a sixth. So those are the three cases of ayna. Okay? He paid less than a sixth, more than a sixth, or exactly a sixth. The halacha is like this, generally speaking, is that more than a sixth, the whole mekach is batal. The whole mekach is batal, and either side, pretty much, we'll have to get to the details, but just let's say it like this, either side can pretty much demand back, that's it, the sale's off, we're calling it off, and that's it. Because so that's it's so unfair, it's not really the price.
That's not the case of Gemara, then.
What's the Gemara?
The Gemara is talking about a sixth.
Oh, yeah. A sixth, exactly. Less than a sixth, the Gemara says, that's mechila. Normally, you're marichal less than a sixth, and therefore, you can't get your money back. Right. The deal is kind. If you paid 6.5 for the item that's worth six, the deal is done. Right. You can kvetch, but that's it. There's nothing, it doesn't say tarumis. That's it. You can't, I don't know if you could kvetch.
What's
the rasa? Oh, so that's what I want to talk about. Uh-huh. And exactly a sixth is where the halacha vayna applies, which means that the sale is valid, but the lokeh can come back and say, I want my dollar back. Give me back my dollar. And what?
Or you can tell him to take back the merchandise.
No, he can't.
If it's a sixth.
It's a sixth.
So all he does is just demand back the difference.
His chus is to get back his money. Okay? So the ikar din ayna is when it's exactly a sixth. Okay? Which is what? 18%?
6 to 16.67.
Okay. 60%. So that's exactly the din ayna. Now, Avram Eliezer asked a question. So that's the question I want to deal with. When you do ayna, which is less than a sixth, when you do ayna, which is less than a sixth, so you know, listen, I'm gonna just hike up the price of just a little bit, so I'll get it the extra money, but that's it. No one can, you know, I'm scot-free.
No tainas. Right?
No tainas, no one can get back the money. I don't have to hear back from these people anymore. Yeah. They're not gonna come back to me in Beis and say, I want my money back. That's it. They're taking exactly, I overcharge by exactly a sixth. Is it mutter to do that, or is it asr to do that? What's the halacha? Okay, so there's a lot of rishonim about this question. Is it mutter, or is it asr to do it? Now, what will...
You said less than a sixth, because less than a sixth, it's a good deal. Are you talking about
I'm talking about less than a sixth. A sixth of body, you're not allowed. That's the problem. It says,
you have to give it back.
What about a sixth itself?
Maybe it's still gzeila.
What? Or maybe it's still gzeila, just this mechila. Right.
Less than a sixth.
Exactly. Less than a sixth.
Right.
So the tour brings down a rush, which is misupik about this. So I didn't make enough copies, but if you could share, I made a few copies, we'll read through it, because every word over here in this rush is very important. He says dikdukim and things. If you could pass one back to the back table and keep one for yourself.
Okay.
So the rush says like this: Kasav Adoini, and you see over here from this rush, the reason we start with this is because you see from this rush a lot of yesoides. The Aruch HaShulchan takes out, he dissects this rush and takes out a lot of yesoides from each part of the rush. So let's go through it slowly. Kasav Adoini Avi Arush. So the Torah says, my father, the rush, said the following.
Where?
It's on here, page here, on here. It says 272 on the bottom. It's page Reish Mem Gimel. Yeah. Kasav Adoini Avi Arush Zal. V'yire. Da'afilu pachos mishtos as. Even less than a sixth, which is mechila, you can't get your money back. The lokech is stuck. He can't get his money back. It's still asr to do that. Asr loy lahaynois. You're not allowed to overcharge. Im yesh bo yishav a pruta, as long as what you're charging is worth more than a pruta.
That
itself is tarak bir. Why? If it's gzela, you're not allowed to steal even less than a pruta. You can't give it. You don't have to give it back. But lechayr, less than a pruta is also shaykh to gzela. Either chatzi shir or it's mamin or whatever. But there's less than a shir. So this
or not less than a shir. It can't be gzela.
What?
Oh, it
could be gzela. Gzela, but mechila. Maybe there's a built-in mechila, but you did gzela, but there's a built-in mechila.
Like right? Stealing.
What? Like right, exactly. So why, if he's clearing less than a sixth, Isser, so why would he clear that only by a pruta?
Wait, less than a sixth could be millions of dollars. Depends on the transaction.
Yeah. A sixth of the value of the item says the next, what?
A fifth. It's too much, so no?
Yeah. 16.6%.
No.
Under, yeah. No, meaning it's a dollar. If the value, if the, no, if the dollar, if the item is worth $6, so the item is a dollar, either more or less.
So you have to know the exact worth of the item.
Yeah, right. To determine what.
Okay. So good. So
that's the big difference.
And now says the Rosh, im yesh b'shaver pruta, kiven sheyodea she'ein mekchay shaver kol kach, since Lamaisa, you're the seller, you know deep down that it's really not worth even the 6.5 that you're charging, right? Derachmana Amar, and the Torah says, Al toinu, do not do I know. Bechol davar sheyesh bo shivui mamon, anything which has value, and it's mamonis, his hira hatera shelo yoyna es chaver, that you should not take it away from him. You shouldn't cheat him. El shachachomim amru, the chachomim said, yeah, achtos have a mechila. This is a built-in mechila, until a sixth, lefishakenu derech mekach umemkar. She'en alokeach v'amoycher yecholim lechavin d'mei ha'mekach b'tzimtzum.
Yeah.
V'derech ha'olam limchol tos adjtus. And the derech lo'em usmi moychol. Okay. So he says maybe they made a shear of until a sixth that people are moychol. Aval im ha'moycher baki be'erech memkari. But if the moycher knows the price, he knows it. Ve'en ha'lokeach baki kolkach. And the lokeach doesn't know the price. Oh, you're the opposite. Alokech tago baki alokech. In this thing, happens to know better. You know, you have a guy selling, you know, real estate. It's not really this. You know, get so much karka, but you have someone that's, you know, got something in Yerusha. He's just selling it, and he doesn't know the value or whatever. Alokech tago baki be'erach hamekach. Another guy comes in. You have this with like antiques and stuff like that. He has an old safer or whatever. You can get rid of it, and a person comes in and sees the value.
Wow. Yeah. Right.
He knows the value more than the moicher. Al yoinu zeh, do not do I not im loy shapirish, unless you tell him explicitly, listen, the value is six. I'm charging you 6.5, and then he's willing to do it. That's different. But shekolz man shlo higia lechdei I know mutal lechatchil lo itzia biyofer from a by matbea. Shegam achay kablan emi al devein by after kol matbea is totally different for whatever reason. So the first stat in the rush is since you know the value and you're overcharging, you're charging more than the value. You're not allowed to do that, even if it's less than a sixth. Yeah, it happened to me. There's a built-in mechila, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. Why is there a built-in mechila? Because I'm gonna start demanding back my money. It's less than a sixth. He's gonna go take it to a different estimator, a different
value.
Appraiser, and yeah. The guy's gonna keep appraise it for that. It's too much of a pain in the neck for me to get back my money. So there's a built-in mechila. But as far as the moicher is concerned, there's a gzela there. He took our money that's not coming to him, and even though it's less than a sixth, it's gzela. Happens to be there's a built-in mechila.
There's a built-in mechila on a $6 million transaction where it's $1 million. Swing and it's good. You paid $500,000 more. Build a mechila. Is there a getter to where the build a mechila goes to?
Well, this doesn't apply. Don't forget, it's property and all this doesn't apply.
I don't know how someone
real estate
buys
has
$6 million
more value than
have
the location and all right.
This doesn't apply.
It does not apply to real estate.
The first $5 million, right? You have to remember that. $6 million.
And you know that in a range of a price, you know, you're not calling it's 500. You know, 6.5, 6.4. You know,
the
numbers. You know,
like to spend most of it to begin with. So
this
maybe
is
a little
profit,
more
this is market value, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are lots of people that are not much holding even the 6 million.
So
people are not 60 cents.
So what this means is that it's essentially saying that unless it's specifically stated out, it's also to buy or sell things outside of market value.
That's what he's saying right now. If you're doing it more than the market value for that item, now again, we're saying different stores may have
unless
different market values.
Service attachment as well.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Different stores may have different market
value.
In a store that they provide a delivery, whatever, they're providing a different service, next day service. So whatever they're providing, I'm talking about, you know, but with, yeah, apples to apples. Oh, then the Rosh has a suffix like this. So this is an important line in the Rosh. Oh, or maybe not. Shema, perhaps. Akiv on the Derech Mekach Umemka Berkach. Listen, that's business. Not everyone is going to value and sell things at the same price. And Pa'amim HaLokeach Chafetz B'Mekach. And sometimes, maybe the Lokeach knows he's overpaying a little bit. But listen, I'll pay the higher price to save myself the hassle. Umoysif Allah Domim Yoysa. And sometimes a person's willing to pay up to a sixth more just to get the convenience, or not the convenience, but just to get the item. Sometimes a moicher is willing to undercut it. He has to clear out his shelves, or this thing's not selling, he's willing to get rid of it. Or right now he needs the cash. Says the Rosh, maybe the shear of Chazal wasn't a shear in Mechila, but maybe the shear of Chazal was a shear in the value of the item. That there's a certain fluctuation between up to more than a sixth and less than a sixth, which goes into the value itself. That goes into the price. The price is gufa, including up to a sixth or less than a sixth.
How much you determine that you're
Yeah, because sometimes, accept. Listen, a person's not, since it's a mechila, then it means a person is sometimes desperate enough to overcharge, to overpay or undercharge up to a sixth. More than that, he's not going to do, because already he's going to ruin his whole business, and it's not worth it for him. But more than that, either the guy needs the item or he's willing to sell.
Let's go.
The point is, the Yerushalayim should be machmer. Let's just take it out from here. So it comes out from here that he was mesupik based on the fact that the lokeach is willing to overpay. So the Chashulchan takes that from this. So first of all, it sounds like from the tour, you should be machmer anyway. But the Chashulchan says from here, a chumrah and a kula. So the chumrah is that the only tzad that the Rosh had, that it's mutter to do it,
might be
is because the lekeach is willing to overpay. So sometimes, right? But that only works if he knows he's overpaying. I mean, he knows good and well, he knows that the price is six, and you're charging me 6.5. Listen, I'm going to start bargaining you down, telling you, it's like, no, it's not fair, you're stealing. I'm going to another guy that's selling it for 6. Showing, I'll overpay because I want the item, right? I want it. I know good and well that I'm overpaying, but for me, it's because I had to overpay. My kid's driving me crazy to get this thing, this toy, and this is the only store that has it. I'm willing to overpay.
Maybe it's more available and realize I'm having it.
Or whatever. Well, then that's the value. But I'm saying, I'm willing to overpay. So, Zokta Archa Shulchan. But if the Meicher knows that the Lekech has no clue what the going rate is, and he thinks he's paying the price,
right,
to then, even according to the Rosh, for sure it's also, there's no suffix there. The only tzad that it would be mutter is because he knows he's overpaying, and he's willing to overpay by a little bit. That's what the Rosh said. But on the tzad that the Lekech doesn't know any better, he doesn't know that he's overpaying, then Zokta Archa Shulchan, it's for sure going to be awesome. But
even on
less than a sixth, you can't get the money back, but it's definitely going to be awesome.
So the chevron on six.
Exactly.
Well, what you mean the front of the garage?
The guy charges $5 a gallon and says proudly, "I'm charging way too much. Right. But if you want to pay it, this is what I'm charging."
Why are they charging more?
Because people stop there anyway.
That's a good question. I pay for the time and I can't.
There must be a shot.
Always, it's a front for an underground drug operation.
It's not empty. I always thought people look at the cents. They don't look at the dollars.
It could be.
They look at the cents.
No, the people look at it don't have cents.
I charge $1 more than I should. They did a whole report. You don't like it? Go somewhere else.
It doesn't, because people stop and pay that.
It's worth more money.
They don't realize.
People don't realize.
There is. People walk in every gas station. I'm not going to look because I don't care if it's 20, if it's 5 cents or more.
I did that once there. One time. I pulled in, I didn't look, I filled up. And
wait a minute. How much is that?
Yeah.
She's saying, sorry, they cut the gas?
That could be a problem. There's absolutely no reason for him to do it. It's not like he's providing anything different than anyone else, he's saying.
No. Same gas. You could be right, but
you pump your own gas.
I mean, he owns more than one gas station. He just charges more. I don't
remember it. Now, this is what he says. Besveka nearly. Let's.
It's the only gas station at 6. So if you're going onto the highway, he's the only option.
Okay.
That location.
If that's the case, maybe that's the market.
Maybe that's the. Okay. Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Now, Vagam. So I'll just read. I just want to.
The BP across the street.
Yeah, it's BP.
That's okay, so let's just finish what I want to just speak out what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So he says like this, V'gam b'sveikah nir alim mitvarav, sheh sofik שהספק אינה אלא במקום שיש אילו להמויכר ליטלו שלקח יודע המקח אלא שחפץ במקח זה, אבל במקום שהמויכר מייבן, if the מויכר knows שמהלקח נעלם המקח, that the לקח doesn't know, והמויכר יודע שיש בזה אינו הפרוטה, also לא אלוהנס, even up to a פרוטה. So this is a very big chomer. But then he says, however, there's also a kula that you could take out of the rush, which is like this. If he says, let me read it because it's a little common. If you have certain things that really there's no market value, if you know that this item depends on who you're buying it from,
correct.
There's certain items, I don't have a good example on my
antiques.
Head. Okay, so right, there's no real market value for them. Each store charges whatever they feel. You know, they charge for this particular item. Furniture, I don't know.
Silver stuff.
What?
Silver stuff.
There's a going rate, no?
There is a rate. It's art. It's an art piece. They have to do the one's more fancy than the other.
What just said, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Art.
If it's art, that's the good idea.
So it sounds like what he's saying here. Kivan shederach hamischar kenu, kivan sheyesh shemoichem b'mekhem ka'ilu, da rosh zal letol asafik, el mishum d'lofam elokeach chafetz b'mekach zeh, da az yesh svar lesser. Right, that the reason it's aser is because, you know, he needs it and knows but he says in this case where there's all sorts of different prices. So mashbal hadi the income moichem b'mekach kaze, but kashish moichem b'mekach kaze, im bezetzar enough. It seems
such
like what he's saying. There's no
price.
Real. Ein kol bal chanu is moichem nasim b'shavet. In a case where not everyone is selling it for the same price, then he wants to say it's for Shabbat, because you know good and well when you're going to the store that this is his price. And you're going to tell him, another store down the street sells it for cheaper. That's his price, that's not my price.
Right.
No. Every item he says, food, there's a going rate for it.
Eggs.
What? There's a 20 cent difference?
In Publix, it's 20 cents cheaper.
No, that means that there's a going rate.
Why are they doing a store? It's a dollar more expensive.
Okay,
it's
but there's no.
Electronics have set what? MSRP. I'm saying, when you go buy electronics, it's an MSRP price.
Right.
That suggested. Right. Remember, that's the key word. Suggested.
So that's what that's. I don't really understand the gather of this Aruch HaShulchan is what he's saying so well. But
all an amazing.
Okay, let's not talk about specific things.
So less than everyone else purposefully on the other
He says
that's
he
a
says
leader.
Like a bakery. Like a bakery. There's no set price.
To do that because now even the mocha's not going to sell less than a 600 market value.
No,
he can. He knows.
He's telling less than market value.
That's because he's taking a 6 month.
No, but he does say here. He does say pshita she'ein lahabet al oisam achen vanin mamzalzlim b'mekchem b'moichem b'zol. If a guy is specifically undercutting the whole market, that doesn't set that's the value. Everyone else that's charging more than him is like, no. But, okay. Now, this is the suffix in the Shulchan Aruch. We have it in our packet over here. So if you'd find it, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Chav Zayin, Siv Vav.
So it's not like Rivas where even if...
Even the locat, right. Even if you know you're doing it, yeah.
But how is market value?
Hold on, we only have 2-3 minutes, so let's finish what we're going to do. Let's finish what we're doing. Reish Chav Zayin Siv Vav, which is page 239. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this rush. Yesh lehistapik. In Mutter, it says page 239 on the bottom.
239 at the bottom.
So it says like this. Yesh lehistapik. In Mutter lohayno yisaz chaveira bepochis mishtos. Im yesh ba'ayna... Shove pruta. So he says, "Yesh listapik im mutar lahainos es chaver." It's a suffik. If you're allowed to, bepachas mishtos im yesh bayna shove pruta. So he brings down the suffik. That's it. He doesn't pask in one way. He doesn't even say the end of the tour, which is yer shemayim yesidei shneim.
Right.
He doesn't bring that down. What? But the sma in ois yadalid, which is in the left hand column, he brings down the lashon. And he says, Yetzidei, he brings down the end of the rush, which is Yetzidei Shnei. I don't know. He doesn't. What do you say? He doesn't bring down the Yetzidei Shnei. He doesn't bring down the Shulchan Aruch to be Machmer. He brings the suffix. What?
So what's the conclusion from that?
Huh? What's the conclusion from that?
No conclusion. It's up in the air.
I mean, the Sma brings it down.
Yeah,
Isn't that in all moment that one can claim the whole?
No, but this is Surim. There's not moment now. Shaila, you're allowed to. I'm not going to have any moment tying on you anyway. Mm-hmm. Shaila, am I allowed to do this?
It's kind of crazy in the help of the Kiddush. It's about, you know, telling the guy that not a scoff. That he was Nisani. He says, only if it's more than it. He says, even if you're not allowed to be Ma'ana, but you can't tell him if he was Nisani. That's part of Yetzir Hashem.
I mean, you have to be machmer both ways. Right, that maybe it's one thing.
Right,
because the Yiddish name is hard to understand. What's the Yiddish name? So he's saying you have to, the smad brings a pshat, right? That he's saying that you have to be machmer the other way also. That maybe it's not aser, but you personally have to be machmer that it is aser. So it's the suffix is a suffix deraisa.
What does it mean to be machmer the other way?
That's what everybody's saying is that there's a tzad that it's not aser. So it's not aser. You can't spread his reputation by saying
this guy rips people off
because maybe it's not aser.
That's what
since
it's
maybe it's not all, sir, so you have to be machmer the other way. You have to machmer both ways. Well, the smash has a
pshat over here. You can't do it, but you can't tell the other people that he's doing something wrong.
The Maisa, the Ramban, Ala Torah, this is a famous Ramban, that the Ramban says, we're going to learn in a little later, but the Ramban says that even though we paskin, the halacha is that ain't no lekarkois. That by karka, real estate, there's no einah. And the reason for that is, the Ramban says, because there's built-in mechila. People want specific property in specific places, and for whatever reason, they want this property, and the seller needs it. There's no einah like karkois. You can never get your money back. Whatever you paid, you pay. Maybe up to double. Maybe if it's double the price, maybe already it's a problem. But up to that, then there's no einah like karkois. But says the Ramban, avad it's aser to do it. You're over the lav. So it seems from the Ramban that even when there's mechila, even when there's mechila, there's still a lav, and he says pachas mishtos there also. So the Ramban would seem to say that less than shtos is aser. It's also mafurish in the Sefer Achinuch also that less than shtos is the Chinuch says not like that. The Chinuch says less than shtos is mutter, and the Menachas Chinuch brings a nice raya. We'll finish with this, a nice raya that less than shtos is mutter. The Menachas Chinuch, because it says like this. If you look in the first, go back to the beginning, Sif Aleph of Rish Chav Zayin, which is a couple pages earlier, 236 in the bottom. So it says over there like this. It says, "Aser lahaynos." You're not allowed to do aina. Bein b'mekcha bein b'memkari. Ve'ezem mehem she'ena bein loker bein moicher. Ezem mehem she'ena bein loker bein moicher. Over b'lav. You're over alav. So the sma over here in Aleph, which is on the left-hand side, says, "D'chsev, what's the lav? V'chisem kormem chalam misecho, ikonim yadam misecho, l'isoynu isha t'achiv. V'lav zeh b'chlal gzeilahu." It's like gzeilah, like we said. K'mo she'ein loikin alav d'gzeilah, mishum d'nitin l'heishavan, v'heishasav gzeilah. Kach ein loikin alav zeh, d'gam ki nitin l'heishavan. That there's a principle that any lav that you have to pay back the money that you took back from the lav, like by gzeilah, you don't get malchus. Here also, you have to give back the aina. If you did a sixth, you have to give him back the money that you overcharged him, and therefore you don't get malchus because it nitin leheshavim. So the fact that if it would be aser, if you're over the lav deraisa by less than a sixth, for less than a sixth, you should get malchus, because less than a sixth, you don't have to give it back. If the whole reason you don't get malchus by aina is because you have to give it back by less than a sixth, it comes out as more chomer than a sixth.
It is, because you get
because
malchus
less than
then.
A sixth, you should get malchus because it's not nitin leheshavim. Right. Since you don't have to give it back, but you're over the lav, it should be this lav. You get malchus because it's what's it called? It's not nitin leishavim. That's minchas chinuch's kasha.
The reason why
you say it's also there's answers to this kasha. What? Oh, so that's what some say. Well, what do you mean? The only reason I don't have to give back is not because it's a different halacha. It's because it's built in mechila. If you go,
so well, then why should you get malchus? Then you can't.
That wouldn't take malchus.
Why?
No. He's saying maybe it is. Really, that's this lav is nitin leishavim.
That's
right. Just
malchus is because you can be yaitzi.
The day other, but it's day shemayim. Maybe the malchus be day shemayim.
That's like nitaklase. That's like something else. But nitin leishavim means it's a lav which was nitin to pay back. Now it's up to him. He decided to be moichel. I guess the milchus chinuch raya is like, that's the machoikis here. You're saying that there's a built-in mechila. He's saying that mechila is so built-in that it's like, the lav is not even
machayev
you to pay it back. How built in is this mechila? Okay, fine. So we'll get into the number six and exactly the halachas next week. Shkoyach.
Anybody need a band?